We begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simen Resh Yud Zayin, Dinei Mishnah Avelus, the halachos of someone who has not performed the halachos of Avelus. Aval Shlo Nag Avelus, an aval who did not keep Avelus, Toich Shiva, during the Shiva, Be'im B'shogi, Be'im B'mezid, whether it was B'shogi or B'mezid, Mashlam Oysoi Kol Shloshim, has the entire Shloshim to make it up. Chutzman Akriya, the only halacha that cannot be made up is kriya. Shem leikar b'shas chimam. If he didn't do kriya at the time of the p'tira, the time that he became aware of the p'tira, en ekar al b'tach shiva, the chashav shas chimam. He could only do kriya during the shiva. The time during the shiva is still considered shas krima. However, if somebody lost a parent, he could always do kriya. The same halacha, if somebody hears a shmur kriya, which we heard about, we spoke about previously, and he didn't have avelus, he continues the avelus from the time of the shas shmia, but he doesn't do. But as we learned, he doesn't do kriya. Katan shemes lemes. If a katan lost a relative, I feel a gadol toich shiva. Even if this katan becomes a gadol during the shiva, kima shibashas misa yipater. Since at the time of the ptira, he wasn't obligated in keeping the shiva. But the men are called in avelus. All the halachas of avelus will not apply to him. Aval ach b'avelus shnei masachodesh shel av v'imay, but the avelus that we keep for 12 months on a passing of a parent, that he should continue keeping shum kvoidam. That represents the respect that he has to show them. Yesh lo nanig. If he became a gadol between the misa and the kfura, there's a machlokes if this katan would have to keep the shiva. Sif gimel chayla shemesh lemeis, if somebody is not well and he lost a relative, shechayv l'sabalov, a relative for which he has to keep the shiva, then he becomes aware, im hivri teich shiva, if he, Baruch Hashem, got better during the shiva, goyma hayomim anasharim, he keeps the remainder of the shiva, became the same halacha reply regarding the shloshim. He keeps the remainder of the shloshim. Aval ein tzarach lahashlim. He doesn't have to make up hayomim, the days that he lost, shavra b'chalyoy, that he lost because he wasn't well. Shum da az nag came mixas avelus, because he really, even during that time when he wasn't well and wasn't able to keep all of the halachas of the shiva, was keeping some of the halachas. And therefore, halachically, it's daim l'shabbos, it's comparable to Shabbos. Da oila v'edim afsekis, that the halacha is that Shabbos is counted towards the shiva, and it doesn't interrupt the shiva. V'ken hayoledes, the same thing would be regarding a woman who had a baby. Gam ken einet tzrich l'hashlim hayomim sh'avar la b'leidasa, while she was having the baby and she couldn't keep all of the locks of shiva, she doesn't have to make those days up. Rak emeres yomim nisharim, she only makes up, that she only has to keep the rest of the days. And the reason is because she kept some of the halachas of shiva, whatever she could. And that's why the Paiskim suggest that if she didn't keep any of the shiva during that time, then maybe the halacha would be different. The whole basis for this halacha is strictly because they kept some of the shiva. But if they kept none of the shiva, then the halacha might be different, that the halacha under those circumstances might be that because she didn't keep any of the shiva, so now after she started to keep the shiva, she should do only what she should cough from scratch. Sif reishut ches dinei edis lavelis. Says, m'sabma pi erechad, if just one person testified that somebody passed away, or aid, it wasn't directly from the aid, it was only aid mpiaid Nachri or if a Nachri is Mesich Lefitumai, the Nachri just tells us this is what I heard happened. In all these cases, it's enough to establish that somebody was Nifter. The reason it works is because Milstavid del Gluye, this is something that's ultimately going to become known. And when we have a Mils David Legluye, when we have something that's ultimately going to become known to us, there halacha is that Lo Mishakri, we don't assume that people are lying. The same halacha is that we could rely, normally women are not qualified to say Edus. Here women would be trusted to say Edus about the pet, about the patir of someone. If somebody receives a letter that a relative passed away, but there is no date, so we don't know exactly when this relative passed away. If the person wrote the letter is not really a Talmid Chacham, we assume that the person who was alive until the last moment that we're sure he's not alive anymore. And therefore we can assume that the person was live later, and therefore it might be still in the Shloshim, and the halach is that if he finds out during the Shloshim, Chayiv L'Sabel, he has to keep all the halachas of an Aval. Aval Makosu Baal Torah. But if the person who sent the message is about Torah, we assume that it's already after the Shloshim. If the writer knew that this letter may arrive still during the Shloshim, he wouldn't have just written a letter, because he knows that the person who's receiving the letter, there are serious repercussions when the patira was. If it's a parent, by parent, in order that the children should be able to say Kaddish, and even by daughters, the Pesukim say the same halach is, the daughters should also become aware of the patir of the parents. So they have to keep a whole shiva.